And now with Georgia's first news on this Friday from the News Talk 1330 FM 106.3 Newsroom. I'm Colin Worthington reporting. The Georgia State Patrol on Friday investigating a late Thursday night crash on Georgia Highway 101 where a bus carrying Rome High School football players was involved in a wreck in Polk County. The team was on their way back to Rome after competing in a scrimmage at Rockmart High School when the wreck occurred near Doc Motes Road and Old Rome Road around 10:40 p.m. School officials say 24 people were on the bus, 20 were students, 5 people were reportedly taken to hospital with injury. In a social media posting, the Polk School District extended its thoughts and prayers to the Rome High School student-athletes and staff involved in the accident and asked the community to join them in sending well wishes to all involved. The Carroll County Board of Elections and Registrations has secured 2 new polling places they say are more ideal locations than 2 existing polling places. In anticipation for larger volumes of voters this November, the board has a special called meeting set for August the 15th where they will discuss the changing of polling places for the Bonner and UWG precincts. The plan is to move voting for the Bonner precinct from the Bonner Recreation Center at 167 West Avenue in Carrollton to the First Baptist Church's Fellowship Hall at 102 Dixie Street in Carrollton, and the UWG precinct from the Townsend Center for the Performing Arts to the West Georgia Church at 1106 Maple Street in Carrollton. A 52-year-old Buchanan man is facing 5 charges of computer pornography and 1 count of possession of a firearm by a convicted felon. After multiple law enforcement agencies worked together to determine he was downloading material related to child sexual abuse and had firearms stored illegally at multiple properties. The investigation began in early July when the Harrelson County Sheriff's Office received over 40 cyber tips that Stephen Scott Knight was downloading the illegal images and videos. While working on this case, deputies were notified by the ATF they suspected Knight, a convicted felon, had illegal firearms. Knight was arrested this month. He remains in the Harrelson County Jail after a bond was denied. Goodwill Carrollton is hosting a multi-employer hiring event next Tuesday where they say more than 500 full and part-time jobs will be available from companies like ECS Limited, Southwire, and Eagle Eye. Candidates can expect competitive salary offers of up to $20 per hour. Openings for part-time positions with other well-known companies starting at $16 per hour will be present at the hiring fair as well. The event is scheduled for Tuesday, August 13th from 4 o'clock until 6:30 at the Tabernacle Baptist Church in Carrollton. And a new exhibition is now open at the Carrollton Center for the Arts featuring the work of emerging student artists from the University of West Georgia. That exhibition runs through September the 19th. In the News Talk 1330 FM 106.3 Newsroom, I'm Colin Worthington reporting.